All right, welcome back from our recess. We are on item number 5, discussion and consideration of Mid-America Mediation granting settlement authority to discuss numbers and selecting a point person from the county to contact during mediation. Can't, this has your fingerprints all over it, I think. This must be one of your items. Did you request for this to be put on the agenda?
I corresponded with Carrie, and they are looking for a contact person to approve the transfer or settlement in this situation. Let me get to that document just a second.
Okay.
So, yes, all we need to know is who do you want. They we're talking settlement now on the global resolution. Let me get back there. Of the tax commission and the, let me get the right word here, utilities. And so all we need to know is who do you want them to be able to contact for purposes of settlement. Our projected amount that we are going to receive, because we are a small county, is going to be about $7,000, a little more than $7,000.
And that's a centrally assessed issue, correct?
That is correct, and that's the final tax rates, I think, for budget years going back to 2018 through current.
And it's anticipated that that's going to be a windfall for the county, not a liability.
There will be no liability at this point. There will be a small windfall.
So it's
we
not...
just need to be able to have the signature of the governing chair to be able to approve it. That's all.
But it's not someone to actually approve the settlement. It's just someone. It's just a point of contact.
No, you will sign off on it. If you look on page 28 in our packet, and I can share a screen, but there's a signature page on there, Matt, and I can send it to you.
Yeah, I think I've got it. But is there a reason why we wouldn't just approve that in commission meeting like other settlements?
No, that's... I just wanted to make sure that we were okay going ahead and giving you approval to do so. They initially, he wanted to have a contact person. My idea would have been to have me be the contact person and then put it on the agenda for your approval.
That would be standard practice.
Right.
But that's not what they want.
No, that's they just wanted somebody. Well, and so, I didn't want to deviate without your permission.
Okay.
So that's my recommendation.
So your recommendation would be that you're the contact person and then we put it on the agenda for a final approval with the full commission.
Correct.
Being how that's standard practice, that makes sense to me. Anyone care to put that in form of a motion?
That we appoint County Attorney Snyder to be our contact person for the Mid-America Mediation granting settlement efforts. You would motion to approve that.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve appointing our attorney Kent Snyder to be the point of contact in the mediation with Mid-America and that effort to settle that lawsuit. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, Kent. There you go.
And then, are these resolutions informational? Or are we... Or those are different?
Yeah, it's another agenda item that we're going to go on to right now. Number six, discussion and consideration of 2025 certified tax rate approval, resolutions 2513, 2514, and 2515.
And are these the same as last year?
I don't know the answer to that. I think these were carry items are
she's in a training,
auditor.
But she said I could text her and she could come in if you wanted her to.
I think that would be helpful if she's available.
Mm-hmm.
For the next policy manual change as well.
Should we do number seven?
I think that's probably related to carry as well.
Number
so
eight,
I think number eight would be appropriate. Let's jump to number eight. Do you want to grab the other carry, Polson?
I just texted her.
Okay.
I'll give her like a minute. If she's not here, I'll recover. Just a really quick update while we're waiting for Carrie to get down here. Leonard has been checked out. He is in critical condition right now.
And then number nine, was Sunrise going to join us for this discussion for number nine?
I don't have any information on if they are going to be here in person or virtually.
But they did submit something for the packet?
Yes. Should be...
Okay, I see it. All right, Carrie, welcome. We're on item number eight, discussion and consideration of letter of recommendation from Planning and Zoning to the County Commission regarding Richard Thomason and a plat amendment.
Yes. Did you get the letter of recommendation that kind of explains?
Yeah, I did see the letter in the packet.
And he was not able to be here today, so we might bring it in for him. This is over in the Pines subdivision. And Wayne Semper signed off on it. What he's doing is he owns, he's combined them already, two of them here. Now he wants to make this all one lot. So I think that's kind of the numbers.
Yeah, it looks like.
And then this
lot
is
2B and 3A.
Yeah, so he wants this all one lot, and this is part of Deer Run. What's the road on there? Deer Creek.
Deer Run,
I can't remember.
What is?
He wants to vacate
the remainder of Deer Run Lane.
Deer Run Lane.
He wants it to be a driveway.
He wants it to be a driveway coming in. So I spoke with Kent Snyder about this since it's in a road, and he said the county has no jurisdiction. It's a private road owned by the HOA, so we didn't have to do a public hearing or anything like that to vacate the road. Wayne Semper just signed off on it.
So the HOA is willing to vacate.
Mm-hmm. And Wayne, that says that on this Mylar.
Okay.
Kind of my voice about vacating the road and combining these, that he signed off on everything.
Okay.
So we met on it. When did we meet? Our last meeting, August, last week. It was
August
approved. 19th. Yeah, Chad signed it. I sent out letters of notification for any contiguous neighbors. Didn't get any feedback or anything. So now it just needs the signature from commission to approve.
Okay.
Or not.
It looks like everything's in order.
You guys have any questions on that?
I don't have any questions.
I don't.
As long as everything's complete, then the bureaucracy side of it, I think the motion is approved.
Yeah, we didn't need to hold a public hearing since he owned all the lots and we didn't want vacating the roads when a public hearing was necessary.
Right.
I just had to give notification.
Right.
So I'll make a motion based on the letter of recommendation from the Daggett County's Planning and Zoning Commission to approve the plat amendment by Richard Thomason.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the plat amendment for Richard Thomason as discussed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're all going to do it.
And then can you attest this as the clerk?
Yes.
What is today? The
26th. Yes.
26th day of August. 25. Perfect. Thanks, Carrie. Looks like a test is right here.
Okay. Sorry, Matt.
You're right like me.
Always got to be a left-handed in the room, right?
Yep. And then just take the one. I forgot to have Chad sign this one. I have to have him sign okay. This one. But since other signed it, I think do that one too.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you. Pretty simple.
All right, item number 9. While we're waiting for the other Carrie, discussion and consideration of sewer easement documentation process of the proposed sewer alignment going near the airport and the property adjacent to Ruble Lane. Brett, are you able to be part of this conversation as well? I believe that there's been some coordination between Sunrise and CIFCO based on this proposed sewer line and the new airport layout plan.
I am available, and yes, we have coordinated. We sent back some comments to them. To adjust one line, the sewer will run underneath the new airport expansion. That's not a deal breaker. They may want to sleeve it just in case they had to repair it. And then we asked them to move the one line so it didn't interfere with an access road we have to a potential heliport area. We have not heard back from them since we sent that request to them. I don't know what the latest and greatest is that you have there.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we're... I'm not sure exactly what they're looking for today as far as an approval's concerned, just a preliminary type approval, or just input to their proposal. But it seems like maybe this is something you ought to take a good look at, Brett, in conjunction with the airport layout plan, to be able to comment.
Okay, is there any way you could have that forwarded to me?
Yeah, I think we can definitely do that.
Okay, I think it'd be a good idea, Matt. That's pretty involved. I just look at the pages, you're flipping through.
Yeah, no, I'm supportive of the effort. Just want to make sure we do it in the right sequence.
Yeah. And I guess the other, there definitely has to be language in there in the sense that, you know, if they ever have to get in there and do anything, work on the airport, then they've got to go through the proper channels and all that. They're responsible for any damage to the runway, the future runway, and everything.
Yeah. Yep. So sequentially, maybe if we send this to you for your review, and then I think there's probably going to need to be another layer of review with our attorney, with Kent, to come up with the right verbiage and make sure we're doing this appropriately.
Yeah, I just thought about it, but I don't know whether, as a courtesy as much as anything, send this to the Division of Aeronautics just so they know, because it is happening on the airport property.
I guess one thing
we could do, which we probably should do, is show it in our airport layout plan.
Well, and it may actually be beneficial to what we're trying to do with hangars and such on the airport, to be able to have that infrastructure to tie into.
I think it'd be a good thing. I just think that...
Right.
Yeah, I think we probably need to go ahead and show that on our airport layout plan as a future...
Agreed. Well, we'll send this to you for your review then, and I would propose, unless there's anyone is aware of some type of urgency to make an approval on this today, but I think we need to go through a couple different layers and maybe table this until everybody's had time to look at it.
One of the main reasons I was on the call today was because of this item. So I want to make sure I was, you know, curious of what was going to happen. So.
Okay. Nicole, can you email these documents to Brad at Civco at your convenience?
I will.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll get on it.
All right. Thanks, Brett. Okay. Back to item number 6. Carrie's with us. Welcome. Thanks for being with us. Discussion and consideration of 2025 certified tax rate approval, resolutions 2513, 2514, and 2515.
So are these the same questions? Did we go less last year than the highest rate?
I would not suggest that you do a budget space. Actually, a higher number.
It's your decision as long as you make the right one, right? It's our decision as long as we make the right one. Okay.
It's just a formality.
And these, but the tax rate is less or more the same as last year?
The tax rate.
Right. That's what I want. That's what I was trying to figure out. So, because we, at one time we were at the highest tax rate that we could be, and we reduced it because of items of coming. And part of my questions is more so I can explain it when others ask. Did I have it in my head better than that? That's not it. So, if there's no more discussion.
Randy, any discussion before motion's made?
No.
I'll make a motion. Are we going to do all three resolutions at once or independently?
I'm okay doing them all together.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2513, 14, and 15 as adopting the final tax rates. And so the ordinance.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2513, 2514, and 2515, adopting final tax rates and budgets for tax year 2025. And then this will be reflected on property taxes that will be going out shortly, property tax notices. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Number seven, discussion and consideration of policy manual section 24, proposed changes. Carrie, were these changes proposed by you and your office?
By
Lorinda. Okay. All based on commission meeting agendas. So it's changing the opportunity to add items to our commission meeting agenda to noon on Tuesday, prior or noon on Thursday, prior to commission meeting on the following Tuesday, which is 5 days prior versus 4 days prior. That's currently in our section 24.
Correct.
Do you have any comment?
For the financial folks, is that work out okay in terms of good numbers and what works for your systems, both treasurers and
we've been trying to get the reports out to this a day earlier. And then if there's an emergency type thing or something, we can go and we'll send a revised email.
Nicole, do you have any comment from the clerk's office?
It just works out a lot better to have it done on Thursdays because then that gives us that full day to fix or change anything that needs to be changed. So,
especially if Monday's a holiday.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's just alleviating a lot of the problems. And then also it gives us time to contact everybody that states that they have paperwork for us, that we don't get it on time and stuff like that, so that we can make sure we're more prepared for Tuesdays.
I think it's been a good effort and appreciate the effort of the clerk's office to be prepared. Then I support the change.
I have one question. What is the... It has to be posted on the website. Is that a 24-hour notice or more?
24-hour.
24 on the website and the... And
the three areas.
All the different areas, all the different locations.
Yeah, that goes for
I wasn't sure if it was more or just the 24.
Earlier is better.
Yep, in an effort to get good information out to the public in a timely manner so that they can
digest it,
know if they want to come and attend the meeting and make comment to it. I think it's a great effort. So, any more discussion? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the changes to section
24.
Policy manual section 24. Proposed changes. Motions to approve them for Dyer County's manual.
motion?
To approve the policy manual, Dyke County Policy Manual, Section 24 changes as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the changes to Section 24 of the Dyke County Policy Manual as discussed and provided. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We do have an item on the Redevelopment Agency agenda. Item A, discussion and consideration of disbursement request number 10-08-15-2025. Closing of escrow account. This is the escrow account that was created in conjunction with the Cicada Cove. Is that right? Subdivision? Mm-hmm. Yep. Cicada Cove subdivision. Redtail 2 subdivision in Dutch John.
Cicada Cove LLC. Yeah. And Dutch John, right? The signatory.
Correct. Yep. They've been, Dutch John has been contacted and signed off on the infrastructure related to the construction warranty. And I don't think so. As part of the effort to release the remaining escrow funds to the developer, the town signed off on it, and the final step is for the RDA to approve on that escrow amount being released.
And paid directly to
Cicada Cove LLC. Yeah.
In the amount of $88,487.37?
That's correct.
I'm going to make a motion to approve what you just stated.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve disbursement request 10 in the amount of $88,487.37, which will close escrow account number 1473056. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is there a reason for a closed session today? Kent, any reason for a closed session today?
I just need to give you an update on where we are with that participation agreement. I just need one clarification.
Okay, so there is a need for a closed session for
yes,
the purposes.
Just a brief one.
Okay, the purpose of purchase, exchange, or lease of real property?
Correct. Shouldn't take more than 5 minutes.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion to go into closed session for that purpose.
Motion is made.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go into closed session for the purposes stated. All in favor?
Aye. Jack Lytle, aye.
Randy H.E., aye.
Matt Tippett's
guys,
aye.
Guys, before you leave, if this doesn't take too long, can we take you to lunch over?
Yeah, and you still want to go look at the jail?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Thank you.
Yep. We'll be in the hallway.
Okay. We'll be short, I believe.
Did we have them on the agenda this week? I mean, maybe not on the paper, but were they going to talk?
We'll give them an opportunity. Thank you for that. All right, so we will transition over to the closed session link, Kent, and we'll see you there.
Okay, perfect.